Isn't it wonderful to have the choir back with us after their being gone this summer? Thank you for your music. John Wesley is known around the world as the founder of Methodism. A few years ago, someone gave me this John Wesley bobblehead, which has found a home on a shelf in our dining room. Brother John lived in England in the 1700s. John Wesley is known for many famous quotes, such as, "The world is my parish," or, "My heart is strangely warmed because I trust in Christ." And the quote that we are going to focus on today and for the next few weeks in worship and in study is this one: "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can." Trust me, by the end of this sermon series, you'll know that quote. We can shorten it to simply say this: do good. Do good. Or in today's vernacular, hashtag show love. The point is to use and maximize what you have to make a difference in the world. A few years ago, there was a movie called Pay It Forward. Do some of you remember that movie? It came out a few years ago, starred Kevin Spacey and Helen Hunt and Haley Joel Osment. The basic story of the movie was about a young boy who was challenged by his junior high school teacher to come up with an idea that would change the world, and then to dare to put that idea into action. Do all the good you can. Hashtag show love. Hashtag do good. Pay it forward. Our scripture lesson for today echoes this same theme. The story that Jesus tells is known as the parable of the talents. Now, the story is about a man who gives his servants some money. Talents are what that was called back then. A talent was the largest monetary donation of the day. It was worth about $1,000 in today's standards. The story from Scripture says this man was leaving on a trip, and before he left, he gave varying amounts of money, talents, to three of his servants. He also instructed them, invest this while I'm gone, and when the man returns, two faithful servants have doubled their money, causing the master great joy. The third, however, had done nothing more than bury the money to keep it safe. The man was very unhappy about this and takes the money away from the servant and gives it to the one who earned the most. The point of this parable is that all we have and all we are is a gift from God. And what God is most interested in is the kind of investments that we make with what we have been given. God is calling us to invest the resources we've been given in expanding and extending God's kingdom. Pay it forward. Show love. Do good. Like John Wesley, Jesus also says, do all the good you can. And he asks disciples of every age this question: what can we do? What can you do with the talents God has given you? What can we do with the talents God has given us? How can we make a difference? Now, I want to introduce you to my new friend, Mary Kaiser. Mary, if you'll come join us out here, you can walk around the that way. So I want you to know that I met Mary a couple of weeks ago out in our community. And after I met her because I heard about her work from the Lang family, Pat and Matt and Amy Jean, over at Ideal Bite Community Kitchen. And the reason that I heard about Mary's work is that they were displaying some of her t-shirts and some of her other items that she has from an organization that she started called A Kinder World I'm In. A Kinder World I'm In. And so I contacted Mary, and we had lunch a couple of weeks ago, and she agreed to come today to talk a little bit about what she's doing with A Kinder World I'm In. So Mary, I have a couple questions for you. First of all, what is A Kinder World I'm In?
Well, now after listening to you, I think it's my small attempt to do good. I created this organization, this company called A Kinder World I'm In, with the hopes, first of all, it's kind of twofold. I have the merchandise, the t-shirts that I sell. Not that I believe a t-shirt is suddenly going to make a person kinder, but I love the idea of having the message out there. I love the positivity of it. And secondly, the money that I do make selling these items, I then turn around and try to do good things, little random acts of kindness if I can. For example, I donated a class set of books to a local high school. I went to East Middle School. I don't know if anybody's been in the building recently. I donated a nice banner in there that says, let's spread kindness, and the students signed it, and it now hangs in the hallway of the school. I visited a couple different classrooms and brought t-shirts and talked to the kids about how we can spread kindness. I have gone to Riley Park, downtown Farmington, passed out cookies on Wednesdays when they have music in the park. And probably my favorite activity up until this point is I purchased cases of Girl Scout cookies and carried them with me in my car. And when the time was right, I just gave them to random people for lots of different reasons. The super nice grocery clerk, the girl taking the tickets at the toll booth, the guys working outside when everybody lost power and they were trying to restore power. Because it might not seem like much, but you all know everybody loves Girl Scout cookies. And so a little thing like that can make somebody's day. So the goal is just to do little things because, again, as we all know, somebody does something nice for you, you want to turn around and do something nice for somebody else.
And what motivated you to start doing this, Mary?
I'm a retired teacher. I taught for 30 years. And I just started to feel like negativity has become more popular. It's the easier thing to do, and I think that's sad. And I used to tell my students all the time, I'm going to make it cool to be nice. And so once I retired, I thought, I better give it a shot.
And how do you get the ideas for what to do?
I do not have a plan. When I first came up with the idea, people said, well, what are you going to do? You got to have a plan. I don't have a plan. And I always said, I'll figure it out. And the truth is, I just make it up as I go, and I find that opportunities present themselves. And the nice thing is that it's taught me to pay attention. It's taught me to pay attention to where can I be nice. And so when it's a crazy hot day, I go out and buy Dairy Queen gift cards, and I leave them in random places. Or a student out of nowhere, a former student of mine, comes up and says, you know what, my school is hurting so bad, we need a lot of school supplies for the coming year. And that's something I can do. So I do find that if I sit back and really pay attention, it kind of works itself out.
So you listen for the opportunity and you watch for it. So at our picnic today, thank you, Mary. At our picnic today, Mary will have some of her t-shirts and items if you want to purchase them and help her in the kind of work that she does. So you can say hello to her and be part of what she does. Do good, show love, pay it forward. That is what discipleship really is about. Jesus calls us to invest wisely to make a difference. Here's another story about a four-year-old superhero who's making an incredible difference. Take a look at this video.
We end the week with Steve Hartman and what everyone can learn from a four-year-old.
Oh, well, my He's faster than a speeding stroller, more adorable than a wet kitten, and able to get a stranger's attention with a single courtesy.
Excuse me!
This is America's latest superhero.
Don't forget to show love.
And the only superhero with the power to feed the homeless.
Now, why do you do that?
You know what, Mr. C? It's just the right thing to do.
Is it?
Yes.
You want honey?
By day, Austin Pirine is a mild-mannered four-year-old from Birmingham, Alabama. But about once a week, he turns into this alter ego.
Would you like a sandwich?
A superhero set on feeding as many homeless people as possible.
Thank you.
What's your superhero name?
President Austin.
Uh-huh. President Austin.
President Austin?
President Austin. That's his idea of what the president is supposed to do. I was like, buddy, you have no idea. But hey, I'm going along with it.
TJ says this all began when they were watching a TV show about pandas. It showed a mama panda abandoning a baby. TJ told his son the cub was now homeless.
He says, what's homeless? I said, well, it's when you don't have a home and sometimes you don't have mom or dad around.
I can tell what the follow-up question is going to be.
Yeah, are people homeless?
When I was a four-year-old, I didn't care about helping people.
I did.
I see.
Once Austin learned some people are homeless and some are even hungry, he launched this caped crusade. Told his mom and dad that he wanted all his allowance and money they would spend on toys to go toward chicken sandwiches instead.
Oh, thank you, baby.
You're welcome. Don't forget to show up.
After he gives out each sandwich,
yes,
he gives each person that same bit of advice.
Don't forget to show love.
Don't forget to show love, he tells them. And most do, immediately.
Why, thank you. It warms my heart to see him.
It'll warm anyone's heart. Yeah, he really did, man.
Raymond Baugh says this kid gives him hope.
That's where it starts.
Don't forget to show love.
Everyone who meets Austin leaves with hope. Which is why, with any luck, someday President Austin won't be a superhero anymore.
Being the homeless is the highlight of my life.
He'll just be a president.
All right, come on, Austin.
Steve Hartman on the road in Birmingham, Alabama.
Since that story aired about four-year-old Austin back in May, Burger King and Church's Chicken have begun providing Austin with $1,000 a month, his allowance, so he can purchase more chicken sandwiches to share with the homeless. Just a week ago, Southwest Airlines announced that they're sponsoring a 10-city tour with Austin and his dad, including them serving in Puerto Rico to help those in need. And Austin and his dad have met with the mayor of Birmingham, Alabama, and have begun plans to open a new shelter facility for the homeless in their city. According to Austin's website, presidentaustin.org, they have raised, get this, over $86,000 to date. As the Bible says, a little child shall lead them. Don't forget to show love. Like Mary, with the kinder world I'm in, and Austin in Show Love, and the parable of the talents from our scriptures, when we invest what we have by what we've been given by making the world a better place, God does amazing things through our investments. So here's the thing. I want this to be a parable that you will never forget. And the best way that I know to make that happen is to have you participate in this parable. So what I need right now are 50 people who will come and volunteer for a very special kingdom assignment. It's a special day here at Narden Park as we kick off our fall season. Can't you feel the spirit moving amongst us? So I invite those of you who'd like to volunteer to just come forward and stand here at the front, and then we'll give you some more instructions. While you're thinking about volunteering, let me tell you that you don't have to be a member of the church to volunteer. If you're visiting this Sunday, feel free to come forward. And volunteers can be any age. I mean, Austin is 4 years old, and look what he's done. Or you can be 102 like Marion Smitley. So come on forward and volunteer. So we're handing out 50 $100 bills. And we have more than 50 people, but that's okay, because what we're going to ask you to do is find someone that you can partner with in just a moment. And let me give you the instructions, because we don't give out $100 bills in the church very often, so we need to give you instructions. Here's the first instruction. This is not your money. It's God's money. Okay? So that's the first one. It's not your money, it's God's money. You have been trusted and entrusted to invest this money with God. And just like the parable, we invite you to maximize what you can do with this $100. And what we invite you to do is to decide what you can do to make a difference in our community, our nation, our world. What you decide to do is up to you. There aren't rules about it. It's between you and God. And that's why you can work together with some of our other friends over here and over here. And we invite you to find something to make a difference. And then there's one more instruction. 90 days approximately from now, we would like to hear what you did. We'd like to hear how many people's lives you touched, how much your investment was, and what you did. And we're going to give you a chance to share that with us during Advent, during Christmas time. So you have the whole fall to work on it. We invite you to pray and to think about what it is that God's calling you to do to make a difference. Okay? So it's not your money, it's God's money. You're invited to maximize what you can do. And you can be as creative as you want. You can decide whatever it is. And then we invite you to report it back to us. All right? Do good. Show love. In fact, do all the good that you can. What will you do? What will you do with the talents that God has given you? Let us pray. Thank you, God, for these volunteers and for all of us. Thank you for the resources you've given to us, for money, for abilities, for life experiences. We are so blessed. Help us hear the ways you're speaking to us, calling us to respond to the opportunities all around us for ministry. Help us to remember that you can and often do use ordinary people like us to accomplish your vision and bring about your kingdom here on earth this day, as we seek to pay it forward by investing in expanding your kingdom here on earth. Help us to dream big dreams, to have big faith, to accomplish big deeds, to do all the good we can through Jesus Christ our Lord. And remind us that with you and your vision, the possibilities are more than we can ever think or imagine. Inspire us to invest in you and watch what will happen when we reach out to others in your name.